This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis does not have a bustling Chinatown like Chicago, but St. Louis Public Radio listener Stephen Zhao wanted to know how a section of University City became a hub for Chinese and other Asian businesses. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby talks with business owners there who are worried about the future of the diverse community.
It's the height of the lunch rush at Fall Long, a Vietnamese restaurant in a strip mall called Jeffrey Plaza, right off Interstate 170 at Olive Boulevard. Tuan Q and her son, Twin, attend to eager customers, and the place is buzzing with conversation. After 12 years in the plaza, Twin says the restaurant and their neighbors bring value to the unofficial Chinatown of the region. He didn't want to share his last name.
St. Louis does not have a Chinatown. And, you know, it's
officially,
right.
That's Max Tsai chiming in. His family has owned businesses on Olive for decades. Twin continues.
But everybody refers to us, like, you know, refers to us down here in Chinatown, down here, you know. We have the markets here. It's literally open. I mean, it doesn't hurt the city to kind of, like, unofficially call it, you know, Chinatown on the street. It is what it is, you know.
St. Louis used to have an official Chinatown. That is, until 1966, when homes, businesses, and centers were torn down to make way for Bush Memorial Stadium. The new ballpark caused people to relocate to other parts of the city. But many relocated their businesses to Del Mar and Olive Boulevards. One of the big draws to the area in recent years has been Washington University and its growing Asian student population. University City has considered the idea of renaming the Olive Business District Chinatown, but shied away from the name, believing it ignored the presence of other Asian, Caribbean, and African restaurants and food markets in the same business district. Instead, the city calls it the Olive Link. Twin jokes it plays a second fiddle to the Del Mar Loop, where the municipality has invested a lot of money to make the bustling street what it is today. The city is looking to invest in Olive Boulevard, too, but business owners in Jeffrey Plaza say that could come at a steep price. University City and Novus Development have been in talks about the company's plans to turn 50 acres of land along Olive into retail and residential properties. The company bought the Jeffrey Plaza early this year. Business owner and acupuncturist Win Ying Kui says he received a letter telling him he had a new landlord and short-term lease agreement. He doesn't know much else, and the other business owners are just as confused. If the development is approved, businesses in the plaza would have to move. But where? DJ Lee at East East Food Market worries about his livelihood.
I do this for a living, and this is the only income that I get to pay for my bills and house, to pay for my son at college.
University City officials tried to ease people's fears at a recent Tax Increment Financing Commission meeting, reminding them the council has not approved the Novus project proposal yet. Acting Development Director Rosalind Williams says revenue from the commercial project would pay for other improvements.
This model will provide that funding that we hope to be able to leverage with banks funding and other kinds of funding. And it's an opportunity to address those issues of decline and neglect.
The Novus development plan is a part of a larger redevelopment initiative on Olive that would require millions of dollars in TIF money. Business owners say they want to see the community thrive. They just want to be a part of the process. George Kadera's father runs Nobu's Japanese restaurant in the plaza. He says,
whatever is about to happen or could happen, we hope that, you know, it remains and continues to be that special place.
Novus developer Jonathan Brown says businesses may be able to move back into the shopping center once it's completed. He says moving to vacant storefronts east of the development could also be an option if construction begins. Business owners in Jeffrey Plaza say the proposal puts the future of St. Louis's unofficial Chinatown in limbo. I'm Ashley Listenby, St. Louis Public Radio.